Broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It's the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like buenos dias.
Oye, big boy. Habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal? Huh?
Oh, Brad, I mean.
What? Whoa, you're already want to leave?
I'm ready to go, man. Oh, I'm fucking tired, bro.
Tired of what, man?
Tired, man. You know what? Yesterday was Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
I hung out with a couple of people, and we drank, we ate. I didn't think I drank that much, but then, man, I woke up this morning, I was fucking feeling tired as hell.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Dude, I didn't, you know.
Yeah, you're not 32 anymore, bro.
Seriously, man. At 35, bro, I'm fucking feeling this shit, man. I'm feeling it, man. I didn't start work today until 9 o'clock.
Whoa!
Because I was like, "Fuck, I need another hour."
Wow!
And then for my lunch break, since I work from home, I was like, "You know what? I'm gonna take a 30-minute nap."
No shit.
And then after I was done with work at 4:30, I was, "You know what? I'm not going to work out today." I fucking took a 2-hour fucking nap before I came over here.
Aren't you glad, Victorious, that you didn't ask him if we were going to do the show today at 4:30?
Oh, he probably would have given me a different response.
Yes, I think so, too.
I would have been like, you know what, guys?
I'm kind of tired.
I'm feeling a little sick.
When you take a nap during work hours, do you set an alarm?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah, bro.
He's like, I'll sleep right. 9 o'clock.
Why is it dark? Oh, shit. Where's my daughter?
She's all waiting outside of her school.
9 o'clock. Do you know where your daughter is?
Hopefully she's been at school. Nah, you know what? She's good, though. She'll text me, Dad, you know, can I walk? Because I tell her to meet me at a certain spot. Can I walk? When can I walk? And I'll tell her, you know, I'm here, or, you know, walk in 5 minutes or whatever if I'm running late. Yeah, but no, she'll fucking, if I don't respond within a minute or 2 minutes of her texting me, she'll send another one. And this one is Dad in capital letters. And then after that is another one. And then she calls me. And the whole time, only 5 minutes have passed.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, what? Shit, I'm on my way. God damn it.
Man, aren't you glad that we're not in the 90s right now? There's no way you'll let your daughter walk home.
Right now, what? Right now? No.
Right now.
A lot of kids used to walk home back then.
Back then, yeah, because the parents didn't even know better.
Yeah, they didn't fucking give a shit.
We used to go to our friend's house on our bike, and it would be like 2-3 miles away.
Yeah, no, we're like super overprotective now.
Yeah, man.
There's no fucking way, bro. There's no fucking way. You know, I do see kids walking around here, like in the Downey area, walking around, going to like 7-Eleven by themselves, this and that. We used to do that shit when we were kids.
Yeah.
But I can't see my daughter fucking doing that shit. I told my daughter, you know what, one day I'm going to let you walk to the 7-Eleven and go get some chips. She's like, yeah, right, Dad. You didn't even let me walk half a block away. I'm like, I know, huh?
But as dangerous as it was before, right. It's still fucking dangerous.
It's the
now,
same
man.
Shit.
But you know what? There was no internet back then.
Yeah,
I know.
So you didn't hear a lot of the shit.
Right.
But have you heard in San Francisco, they're locking up everything in the Targets.
Well, it's these fucking, what do they call them? Fucking flash mob fucking heist.
Yeah,
right?
But not even sometimes it's just like two people.
Okay.
And like they'll just grab trash bags and then just start
just
loading
start
up.
Loading shit
yeah.
up.
And indiscriminately, they don't even know what they're grabbing. They're just grabbing shit just to grab it.
You know what? You know, one of these days, I don't know about you guys. Yeah. I don't know if you guys were, you know, if you're able ever in that situation where there's someone stealing shit, if you would get involved. Like for me, you know, I want to be like, you know what? I'm going to tackle this motherfucker.
Right. Have you seen that on Instagram?
Yeah.
I've seen that shit.
You know what? Fuck this shit. You know what? I'll be down to tackle that motherfucker.
Well, just for fun, though, right?
Just for fun.
Or like trip them. Like if they're running out, you just trip them.
Yeah. I know somebody's recording, so I'm going to be, you know, it's going to be on the fucking, you know, it's going to be all over the place.
You're going to be a hero.
That's him. That's him. Pupusa man.
Oh, look, that's the same tattoo. That's the same tattoo.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, dude, he's walking around.
Because recently, I know it was on Instagram, so you know it's true.
Okay.
Right. No, so the...
Yeah, Instagram doesn't lie. They do a lot of sourcing.
Right.
So I don't know if he was an actual security guard or just one of the workers at a store. I forgot what store it was. And he got involved and he stopped the shoplifter. And this motherfucker got fired.
No.
He got fired, bro. And the thing is, on the comments, like, some people were like, fired? Like, what the fuck? Like, he should be praised.
Right.
He should be promoted. You know what I mean? And And whatever, I think it's because of liability issues and shit, but...
But what did he actually do?
He snatched something out of the cart. Like, he was holding the cart, like, wasn't allowing them to leave,
right.
And then he just snatched whatever he could snatch away from the cart.
That's it?
Yeah.
Because at one point, I saw an Instagram video, which was like, it's factual, right? It's the truth. It's
Right, of course. 100%.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And I think they were at a Best Buy. And I think it was a girl, like a big butch girl. And somebody was running out, and I think she went and not tackled them, but just basically just pushed the shit out of them where they fell over and dropped everything they had.
Oh, wow.
And then they just tried to grab whatever they had, you know, on the floor, and then they just ran out.
Yeah,
but there was like quite a few of them. But I don't know if she got fired or not.
Right.
Well, see, the problem with that, okay, so... I come from a insurance background, so the problem is, if the butch girl, the man-ish,
okay,
the mad woman,
I mean, please,
the butch girl, is she the employee?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, she's the employee. Okay.
So if the girl gets injured while trying to stop the guy, that's a workers' comp claim.
Really?
And then that becomes, if she gets injured enough, where you know it's going to cost a lot of money, which is surgery, physical therapy. That's going to cost way more than those three items that the guy took. You know, even if it's three PlayStations, that's maybe $1,000. The workers' comp claim is going to cost them, it could cost them up to $250,000.
Although I understand that.
Uh-huh.
Once this gets viral, right, mm-hmm. people are going to say, dude, they don't do anything at Best Buy. Let's go and steal another three PlayStations right. and another three PlayStations and another three. It gets out of hand. So now it's going to cost them more just because they know that no one's going to touch them.
Yeah, and then that's when they take measures like that Target is doing, where they're locking everything up.
And it's gonna look like a freaking jail, man.
I know, and it's annoying, bro. I don't know if you guys have been to the stores around here maybe not around here, but
yeah, fucking CVS
that lock everything up, and you have to call the fucking attendant.
Yeah, you gotta press the fucking button, and you wait forever, and no one ever gets there. And then you go to the cashier, and I'm fucking pissed off. I was waiting at the liquor aisle forever, and no one came. Okay, sir, what would you like? Can't get the honey jack.
Right. Yeah, man.
Because I'm going to drink that shit with fucking Bailey's, bro. Have you ever had it?
Oh, man. It's delicious,
it's fucking
bro.
It's fire, bro.
Bailey's, really? Yes. The honey jack?
Hell yeah.
No, I haven't had it yet. We'll try it. Well, on ice or no ice?
On ice? On ice. What the hell's wrong with you?
Hey, I don't know, man. I've never had it.
ice. And if you have some rompope laying around, put some rompope in that shit, too.
No, shout out rompope.
What about rum chata?
Oh, rum chata. Oh, huh? Oh, that man. One, too?
That'd be good.
I've done. Oh, okay. Okay. All right, since we're on it, here's my mix. Honey Jack, okay. A shot of Honey Jack, a shot of Kahlua, two shots of the Baileys,
okay,
and then the rest of it, you fill it up with the rum chata or the rompope, and it's fucking delicious. Mix that shit up,
nice.
Really good, fucking bomb.
When do you drink this? I've never seen you drink this.
I drink it at home.
At home?
Yeah, when I'm alone.
Oh,
when I'm alone,
like as your morning coffee.
You know, I've been wanting to try that, but I don't want to work drunk. I don't want it to become that. You know, Carlos, are you okay? I'm totally okay. What are you drinking? Oh, it's my milk.
Oh my God,
milk of the puppy.
But it's delicious, bro. Right. Try it.
No, I'm gonna try that shit. Mm-hmm. Hey, so before we move away from the topic, say if you guys work there or whatever, would you step in?
Oh, if I worked there, no, because I don't want to get fired.
Right.
But if I didn't work there and I was just like a guy buying a CD or a DVD. Oh, by the way, we'll get back to that. I would want to get involved.
Really?
You know?
Okay. So you get involved, right? Yeah. You get involved, and the person gets hurt. Can they sue you?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, possibly yes.
Why? Yeah. They're like, in the act of doing something criminal.
But I did a good deed.
Yeah, but the fact that you hurt them could come back and haunt you because it's a liability.
You're kidding.
Right.
Not.
So,
but the likelihood of a fucking lowlife motherfucker that's stealing shit suing you is very low, too.
It happened in Al Bundy. It happened to
I saw it on Married with Children.
Yeah, I did see it on Married with Children.
No, but that was Al's bad because he was massaging the dude's butt or something.
Yes, but he didn't get hurt.
He punched him.
Oh, he did? Oh,
he ended up punching him.
Okay.
Yeah. So moral of the story, don't massage the criminal's ass.
Yeah.
They're going to sue you for sexual harassment.
Especially if it's a girl.
Right?
Oh, well, wait.
Sure. No. For sure. Like, but you know what? Here's what I want to do. I want to see them running out. They're outside of the store. I'm going to tackle them, mm-hmm. and I'm going to take the shit that they're stealing.
Come on. No, because then you are the one stealing.
No.
Yes.
From whom? From the guy that stole?
Are you going to take it back into the store?
No, because he stole it from the guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
He didn't steal it from the store.
Uh-huh. That's receiving stolen property.
No. He took it.
It's a steal on top of a steal.
It's the same shit.
No, it's not.
It's like a Uno reverse.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
It's probably even worse because you stole it from a guy that's just stole it. So it's probably worse, bro.
Well, no, because first of all, I stopped and attempted burglary.
Which was a good thing.
Okay. But because I was such a bad person, okay. I conveniently removed possession of the item that they have stolen.
That sounds a lot better.
I think it cancels out.
That's okay.
It cancels out.
I think it sounds a lot better, yeah.
Right, because then, you know what I mean? I would be more upset at the guy trying to steal from the store
right.
versus the guy that stole from the guy that stole from the store.
They're just going to throw the things away anyway.
Okay. Right.
You know, and if it's fucking two PlayStation 5s, bro, I'm going to take them.
Who cares?
You know, he doesn't need them.
You know what? How about you open them just to make sure they're in there? Now they're open box.
Oh,
so they don't need them anymore.
See? And now they lost value.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah, fuck that. Bro.
Luckily, I'm always carrying a box cutter.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
Welcome back to the episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas. Oh, yeah.
2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a row.
Baby. I know. I'm going to miss next week. I think. Am I? No.
Let's hope not.
Let me look at my
Let me look at my calendar.
Let me look at Miss Ask the Fellas episode week.
Come on.
I'll put it in my calendar.
We'll be here. And then the week after, we're still going to be here because we don't leave
you guys
until
don't leave
Wednesday.
Till what?
That's right.
Wednesday.
So All right. have to record on Monday.
Okay. Oh, but that means I have to edit the show right away.
Oh, that's right. You know what? Fuck these people.
No. I mean these people.
They can wait until we come back.
That's true.
You know, wait 2 weeks. Let's go.
I'll try.
If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen.
Yeah, that same night. Or you know what? I'll just edit throughout the night because we leave on Tuesday night, Wednesday morning.
Oh, that's right.
And just make sure you don't make that mistake, bro.
Oh, people have made that mistake.
People make the mistake all the time, man. Yep. They have like a flight that goes out on Wednesday at 12:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. And they show up on Wednesday
at midnight
thinking that's their flight, but that's not how it works.
They already missed it by 24 hours.
Oh, man, that flight was yesterday. Yeah, so you got to be smart. You got to say, you know what? Yeah, my flight is on Wednesday, but I'm leaving Tuesday.
Tuesday, yes.
And I got to be at the airport by 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. And because otherwise, you're going to miss your flight. When I went to go pick somebody up from the airport, mm-hmm. it was insane. From the freeway just to Terminal 1. I didn't even make it to Terminal 1.
So right off the 105 on Sepulveda.
Yes.
You're saying that
from
going under the ramp.
Mm-hmm. From there, it mm-hmm. took me about an hour and a half just to get to Terminal 1.
Oh, shit.
And instead, I went and I cut through the airport because there's like an area where you can cut through. And if it wasn't for that, I probably would have taken about another hour and a half to go around.
Wow.
It was insane, bro. So make sure we go on time. That way we don't have to worry about it.
All right. Yeah, man. I look forward to my, 10 p.m. alcohol drink at the airport.
Are you serious?
You know, I think those were fun.
Yeah, those
were
fun.
You know, it's like, you know what? I'm going to the airport. You know, I'm going to drink fucking a $25 drink after I refuse to fucking check a bag
right.
for $25.
For $25, right? Because
last time you guys got pretty loaded, right?
Like, we did.
Yeah, that shit was fun. And they were fucking drinking on the plane, too.
Yeah. Man, I'm taking some bottles, bro.
It was a fucking party.
Did you know that it's illegal to drink on the airplane with your own alcohol?
Yeah, it's fucking dumb.
It's fucking retarded.
And you're going to sneak a bottle on there?
I'm not going to sneak it.
The little 1 ounce.
Little guys.
Yeah, they let you bring them on the flight. Okay. It's just that you can't open them on the flight.
Dude, imagine if you get fucking 10 years.
What?
It's like, fuck.
You know, Volatis, they didn't give a shit.
They didn't.
They knew we were opening our shit.
Uh-huh.
And the ladies.
You guys had your own little.
Yeah, we had our own. But we also bought some beer, too.
Yeah.
and we bought a bunch of food. I don't know. It's like, we were like, what the fuck? This shit's only $5? Fucking bring it.
Bring it, dude. Oh, we had everything, bro.
Because they had combos. They had like, you know, you get a little cup of ramen noodles with a bag of chips and a soda for $5. I'm like, what the fuck? You can't beat this price anywhere.
So you guys were making like jailhouse food and shit?
Yeah.
The little bag.
Amazing, bro.
Like, we didn't need the soda, but fuck it, man. We'll do something with that shit.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it was fucking, that was awesome. Man, that shit was fun. So hopefully this is fun too, but it may not be because it is late. And
yeah.
But hopefully, you know, a lot of people there are also going like we are to party.
To
and
party, right.
Yeah.
Because it is a 12:30 flight, right? People are going to want to go to sleep.
Right.
Yeah.
We're just not going to let them.
Right.
That's so terrible.
We're going to try.
I'm sorry, man.
Where's the air marshal? God damn it.
We're sitting in the front row. We're sitting like first class.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Not that it is for class. It's just in the front.
It's just at the front.
We're sitting right behind first class.
Hey, that so, they got leg room still.
So we'll be able to hear them talk and we'll pretend, oh, yeah, you know, first class is so amazing. I'm like, can I get a bottle of champagne? Sorry, you're second class. Oh. Well, can I buy it then? Fuck.
Is everybody's taking the same flight?
Yeah. Yeah, I think for the most part.
For the most part, there's two that are on a flight. Actually, their flight leaves 10 minutes after us.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, pretty much the same flight.
That's cool, man.
The fun people are on the same flight.
Right. Yeah. You know what will suck, though? If we're on the second row, right? Uh-huh. And then they just bring that big old curtain and then close us off. And now we can't talk to first class.
See, that's the thing. And just because they want to make you feel a little less.
Right.
I think they do that shit on purpose, bro. Because then one day it's like, you know what? One day I'm going to be on the other side of that curtain.
Yeah, one day I'm going to make it.
Right. And that's what they do. It's a mind fuck.
Yeah,
bro.
Of course they do.
It's a fucking curtain.
But then when I want to do that, I look at the price and I'm like, you know what? I'll go to second class.
Yes, there's no way.
It ain't worth it.
No way I'm not going to pay that much.
Yeah, man. Unless I'm flying to fucking, I don't know, London or fucking Greece or some shit.
Even then.
But even then, because I'm already paying an arm and a leg for to stay there, right? So, no.
What are we talking? How much is first class, really? I've never had
I don't know, a
first class
ticket.
I think it was like
$1,200 bucks?
I think it was like six, 7 times more than your regular flight, bro.
Seven times more, bro. I don't
really?
Think I can't afford that.
To like Mexico?
I think
you're probably looking at a $1,300 ticket.
I mean, no research.
But $1,300 versus what?
Versus
200?
$300.
Well, $1,300 one way.
Oh, one way.
You're saying one
Maybe
way?
Maybe one way.
Listen, I can do a lot with that extra $1,000, bro.
Seriously, yeah, right? it's not worth it it's for a 3.5 hour flight.
No. Nah. Just for legroom? Fuck that.
Not at all. Fuck that shit.
I could order like a plethora of food for like $5.
Yeah. Yeah, why not be a fucking nuisance?
Right.
Exactly. God damn it. Hell no. Hell no. What were we talking about before we got on this?
I have no idea.
I don't know. We did the intro.
Uh-huh. Sure.
And then.
Oh, I forgot to mention DVDs and CDs.
Right.
You know how I was like, oh, you know what? I like to go in there and buy some CDs and DVDs. I was lying. I haven't bought one in years, and now I just heard that Best Buy has gotten rid of DVDs.
They're doing away with DVDs?
Yep. The fucking the
Blu-rays, everything?
The physical fucking,
wow.
You know, CDs and DVDs.
I don't think these kids understand like how much we really loved having a physical CD, like to open it. Just to open a CD.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Took like 10 minutes.
And
think about it. They remember.
They put a lot of fucking sticky shit on here, man.
If you try to do it just with your nails, holy shit,
and
man.
Then, and then you have like thin nails. You fucking end up bending your nails.
Yeah,
now you're fucking in pain still trying to open that shit.
And let's say you get the saran wrap off.
Uh-huh.
Okay? There's still like this plastic sticker.
Uh-huh.
That was all around that thing. And then you had to open that. And it was like, come on, man. Like, I just want to fucking listen to my CD.
And do you remember the smell? Oh. When you open the CD case, it's always that fucking distinct.
Yeah. It smelled like CD. Pussy, huh? You're like, oh, yeah.
Did you try to fuck it, too?
It's every Tuesday, baby. That's when the new shit came out.
New Pussy Tuesday.
New Pussy Tuesday.
Man.
Nah, but that was the thing, man. They would make you work for it. Now you ain't work for shit, man. But
I know, man. But see, the DVDs were also the same thing. I think when we talk about DVDs, we had a friend by the name of Danny. And this dude collected every Tuesday. He was at Walmart or at Best Buy. Yeah. And he had.
Hey, you know, how's he doing in Mars? Do we know?
Oh, come on.
He's doing all right.
I think he's like peeing on his potatoes so he can grow them.
All right.
Yeah. He's doing all right.
Growing shit with his own shit.
He's terraforming.
Yes.
All right. He's doing all right.
You know what terraforming is? Yeah. Is when you form things with tierra.
Oh, I thought it was shit.
I was just being exotic.
Yeah, but this dude had like a wall of DVDs, bro.
Oh, no, he had a lot.
Maybe like a 15-foot wide wall with DVDs, and it just went all the way up to the ceiling.
Every Tuesday.
Yeah, at one point, he was basically my Blockbuster.
Like, he was your
hey, Danny. Hey, bro, can I go and, you know, check out a DVD?
Let me ask you this. Did you ever keep any of those DVDs?
No.
No.
No, because he knew.
Yeah. Dude, I kept one, and I forgot about it.
Uh-huh.
And I think 2 years later, he was like, hey, bro, do you remember... I think it was Friday Night Lights.
Remember on August 3rd,
is like Friday because I think he used to log it.
Okay, oh,
I think he used to log it.
Okay, see,
and he was
smart.
Like Friday Night Lights, and I was like, you know what? Fuck, that is your movie, and I took it back to him.
Wow,
because back then the DVDs they were expensive.
They were pricey, bro.
They were like $15 to $25. Actually, $15 to $30.
It's about thirty bucks.
They're expensive, and this motherfucker had. Thousands.
Yeah, it was a lot of fucking DVDs.
I'm like, you know what? You know, a better investment. But, you know, fuck it, man.
Listen, if it wasn't for those DVDs, he would have been a millionaire. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
That was a lot of DVDs.
It was a lot of DVDs. Because now, if you go to the swap meet, they're giving them away. They don't even want them anymore. Yeah. It's like 10
Just
for a dollar.
It. Here.
Damn.
Take 10. I'll give you a dollar.
He said, I'll give you a dollar.
Just get out of it. Take it out of my hand.
It's crazy how they're slowly moving away from, well, not even slowly. It's already, they're moving away from that shit. Because even the cars, you know, the cars don't have CD players anymore.
No, they don't. Right.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys remember, but I told the story a long time ago where this one dude was selling his mixtape, right, which was his CD, at a gas station. And I was just like, nah, bro, I don't have any money, man. And I had just gotten my truck maybe about a month ago. And
like, don't you see this truck is new?
Right.
You know, I'm broke.
And I was just like, nah, man, I don't know. And this and that. And then I went into the gas station. I came back out and he's like, hey, bro, are you sure, man? Like, don't you want just to support me? And this, and I go, bro, because I think he was selling for 10 bucks. He's like, I'll take whatever you have in your pocket, man. Like, I'm just trying to get out there. I had like $2 in my pocket. I got $2, bro. He's like, fuck it, take it, bro. I'll take your $2. And I was like, all right, cool, man. I'll check your shit out right now as soon as I get my car. If I can get in there, I don't have a CD player.
Damn.
He rolls his window like, hey, can I get my money back?
Like, give back my $2.
Fucking new ass car doesn't have a CD player.
Yeah, that's the thing. It didn't even have a fucking CD player. I was like, what the fuck?
See, now we sound like old people, bro. Because we had a friend by the name of Jenny. You remember Jenny from?
Yeah.
Like, they called her to get a new car. And she was like, okay. They were going to give her a great deal and everything. And she went in to go look at it. The deal breaker, it did not have a CD player.
That was the deal breaker.
She was like, they're trying to get me to get rid of my car, and the new ones don't have a CD player. How am I going to supposed to listen to my music? I was like, oh, shit.
That was fucking crazy, man.
And this was like 5-6 years ago, man.
Oh, yeah.
So they've been getting rid of DVDs for a while now.
Yeah.
I don't remember the last car that I had that had a CD player. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Everything's fucking weird, bro. And then now the cars are moving from the USB port thing. To the USB-C.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
so even that shit is just, it's all USB-C. So it's like, what the fuck?
For me, that's not a problem because, you know, that's Android. So I've been with Android, you know, for.
Oh, you guys have always been.
For years. So,
USB-C.
You know, it's not a problem for me.
So you go from USB-C to USB-C.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
That's
wait, is that so, like, is that like inbreeding?
I mean, it is sister and brother. You know what I wanted to say about the CD, the whole CD thing? Yeah, it's going away. But you know what? My daughter, she just, about a month ago, she asked me, hey, Dad, can you get me a CD player? I'm like, what? I was like, you mean an MP3 player? She's like, no, I want a CD player. I want a, you know, one of those, you know, those disc mans that I can just walk around with a CD player. I'm like, what the hell? Where did you hear about this? Or what? How did this? How did this even come up?
What
prompted you to fucking go back to the Middle Ages?
The Middle Ages.
The 1900s.
The 1900s. Yeah, and then she was like, oh, well, one of my friends, she has a CD player. She brought it to school, and she brought her some CDs from her dad's collection.
That's fucking dope.
So I know that you have your CDs here, and we don't have a CD player. I'm like, true. I'm like, all right. So I bought her a fucking disc, man.
Wait a minute.
Like eBay or what?
No, it was on Amazon.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It has 10-minute skip control.
Anti-skip.
Anti-skip.
Yeah, anti-skip.
Oh, that's fucking luxury right there.
Remember when they first came out? And, you know, anything you do, it would fucking skip.
Yeah.
And then they started coming out with a 10-second,
yes,
20-second. If you have that 30-second one,
oh, you're, man, rich,
you're
bro.
Rich, bro.
You're rich,
bro.
Yeah, but it'll kill the battery quick, bro.
I know.
That anti-skip was worth
it,
though.
Hell yeah. Oh, well, this CD player has a rechargeable battery.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So USB-C to USB-C.
Whoa. Man, that's inbreeding.
Can you ask her where does she keep her CD player when she's listening to
it? In her backpack.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She get her like a fanny pack or some shit.
Well, here's the thing. This CD player has Bluetooth, so she can just keep...
Stop!
Yeah, bro. I fucking went out loud, man.
Holy
this shit cost
shit.
Me $30.
Holy shit.
Whoa.
No
imagine,
way.
Imagine we had this shit back
then.
$30?
Yeah, $30 for rechargeable battery, 60-second anti-skip, fucking FM radio.
FM radio.
Uh-huh. Bluetooth. Wow. She can fucking, you know, use her wireless Bluetooth, you know, and keep it in her backpack.
That's fucking amazing.
I used to spend $30 just on batteries a week.
Exactly, dude.
A week?
Or 15 to 30 on a fucking CD.
Yeah.
CDs are fucking expensive.
Dude, that is fucking crazy.
Yep. So
that's
pretty
cool, man.
Yeah.
She found my stash. She got a Radiohead CD, Kid A, that I had forever. And then she got a burnt CD for Master of Puppets, fucking Metallica.
Make sure you don't have any weed in any of your little jewel cases, bro.
Yeah, I made sure.
Because that's where I used to keep my weed.
I know.
Oh, shit.
I made sure. I smoked all that shit.
That's kind of cool, man, that all that shit kind of cycles and comes around and stuff, man.
The only thing, you know, they don't realize that it's plastic and it's hard and it can break.
Right.
Oh. So,
And it scratches. That's the horrible. Tell her, if it's going to scratch, it's got to scratch on the bottom part, not the label part.
Right. And, you know, forever I used to think it was the bottom part, and then I figured out it was the label part.
What? Yeah. Wait, what?
It's the label part.
That's where you got to worry, because if you scratch the bottom part,
uh-huh.
You can fix that.
You can kind of clean it fix it. You know what I mean?
But it's hard. It's not. It doesn't come out the same, but you can clean that.
Yeah, but if you scratch the label part, you're
over,
fucked.
Bro. That's it.
You're really? Fucked.
You can never get that back.
Because that's where the thing is. I don't know what to call it.
But it's the
laser reader.
The laser part. No,
no
like,
not,
yeah.
Is that on the label?
It's in the label.
It is on the label.
It's the bottom fucking part.
No, it is not.
When you put the CD player in, the laser's under the fucking...
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And that's the glass. It's the plastic, but, you know, that's where it reads.
Right.
But in the label, that's where it gets stored. That's where the laser actually encodes it.
Right. So take one of your daughter's CDs and scratch the label.
No, don't do that.
You're going to see.
Well, no, bitch, because those are my CDs. Oh. The fuck, man,
dude.
Where I was going with this is, I've had the CD, both of these CDs for 15 years since I was like 10.
Oh, so they're classics.
They're classics.
Wow.
You know, I didn't care about the Master of Puppets because that was a burnt CD, right?
All
right. But the Radiohead CD, so she ended up breaking both of them into fucking four little pieces.
How did she break both?
Yeah, how do you break a CD? It's hard.
I was like,
"Hold on, tell
and you
us,
can't
bro.
And you can't break things that are hard, right?"
Wait, hold on.
Is it? They're unbreakable.
They're unbreakable.
You know what I mean.
So the CD player. Okay, on top of the CD player being $30 and it has all those features,
sure.
It also came with a case.
Okay.
And she put the CDs in that case. So I think she probably sat on her backpack, And that's how she broke them.
Oh, no.
Now you got to get her one of those cases, bro.
So I got her the little slim fucking CD cases, individual cases.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Or just get her one of those. It looks like a folder, but like it's
no portfolio kind of thing.
I have that from when I was collecting CDs.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I want her walking around with all my CDs, bro.
Well, not all of them. But they make give her like a small one for 10, maybe.
Yeah. And just let her have like two or three in there.
No, it doesn't work that way.
It does work that way.
I already got her the slim ones.
Okay.
Okay.
Shit. Well, we'll see how that works out until she breaks them.
Another one.
And then you're going to be like, fuck, they were right.
You just broke my Stone Temple Pilot CD. God damn it.
Listen, man. All you have to do is get her to go on BMG or Columbia House and then order some CDs for a penny.
For a penny.
Yeah.
No, inflation. It's a nickel now.
Oh, it's a nickel now? Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, 5 cents, bro. Yeah,
she could spare a nickel.
And she just puts anybody's name on that, right?
Pretty much. Anybody. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And then when they go after her, tell her, I'm a minor. And I can't sign a contract.
You know, I wish I knew that. I would have been fucking signing up. Dude. But, you know, I was taking advantage of it, though. I was signing up every fucking...
Yeah.
I would buy that one CD or the two CDs that I needed to buy, cancel that shit,
and then get free again. 12 CDs, yeah.
I just enjoyed the part where you put the little stamp on the little paper. Uh-huh.
you know what? I used to do it, too, like where in college where the people would give you credit cards and shit and a free T-shirt.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Dude, I signed up with a fake name, right? Like Miguel, whatever, right? Dude, why does that Miguel guy have a better credit score than me? I'm like, God damn it. I used to get all kinds of free shit, man. Oh, man. That was crazy. Those were the fucking days. But I was going to say, man, I wonder if the new kids, like they're going to collect like the way you have vinyl, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they'll ever collect like CDs and... That.
Whoa.
But I think vinyl is like fucking classic, bro. Like that.
It is for us vintage. We remember when people had vinyl, right?
Right.
I don't think they remember anybody that has vinyl.
Well, if they have like cool grandparents or cool.
Oh, come on, man. Shit. Hey, we could be grandparents, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we started at 20.
Bro, there's fucking 34-year-old grandparents.
At 35, I'm an unofficial grandparent.
Okay. What the fuck? But think about it. See, I'm 44.
Right.
And if I started at 18, okay, that means I would have had the child at 19. My child would have been what now?
You're aging you too much. You should have just said at 16.
At 16.
Right. You had a kid at 16, bro.
No, right. Okay, well, let's just say 18 because that 16 is just irresponsible, don't you think?
I mean, a lot of our listeners are irresponsible. Because
let's use Pops, for example. Okay. Right? Pops from Chicanoish podcast.
How old was he when he had a kid?
Pops, like 12, right? Pops is 43.
And how old is Beans?
Beans is like 25 or some shit.
25 or...
So she could have her kids, obviously.
Okay.
All three of his kids could already have kids.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? So he could be a grandpa. He could have been a grandpa, what, 6-7 years ago.
Right.
Right.
That would put him at, what, like 34, 35, 36.
Oh,
like,
my God.
You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
And it's like where before it was like, oh, those are your grandparents, and they're like in their fucking 60s.
Mm-hmm.
That shit doesn't exist anymore.
And he doesn't look old, right?
Right.
So he could be a young grandparent.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, which he could go to the store and be like, they think that that's his kid instead of his grandchild.
Right.
Right. Yeah, because like say I'm his age. And I have a fucking 1-year-old, 1.5-year-old.
Right.
They probably think I'm the fucking grandpa.
No,
they're
you
like,
don't.
They're
no
like,
way.
Oh, here comes grandpa.
You know what? Especially when you wear those fucking shoes that you
okay.
wear.
Yeah. You're like, here comes grandpa in his grandpa's shoes. What the fuck? No, but technically, that could be my granddaughter.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
Wow.
You know what I mean? A 40-year-old fucking grandpa.
Fucking old, man. You guys are old as fuck.
Hey, let's talk when you turn 40, bitch.
I will. Well, y'all gonna be 50 by that time.
This is Ramon.
Steph.
Fernando.
From Chicano Shuffle. And you're listening to
Ask the Fellas.
Hey, fellas.
What's up, man?
You guys have daughters, right?
Nope. I have a daughter.
A daughter. Okay, I got daughters. Okay. I got two.
You guys have any boys?
No.
No.
Just you have.
I've tried, but no.
You have two girls.
Two girls.
And you have one girl.
One girl.
Did you guys know that guys that boys are conceived when the woman orgasms during conception?
No way.
Stop.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. You didn't know that.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
No.
Hey, if I knew that, I would have had some boys.
Wait, no. No, it's one of those things where the female body all of a sudden turns, you know, her body into like a boy-making machine. If what? She orgasms during the whole ordeal.
Nah, my girl orgasm, bro.
Are you sure?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe she faked it, bro.
No, there's no way. I've never been with anybody that faked an orgasm with me.
Really?
Right.
He said, you but having a girl says otherwise.
But my last girl won an Academy Award. I don't know. Maybe.
She won an Academy.
Man.
Fuck, you know, man. What? If that's fucking true, then, dude, we don't know how to fucking.
Yeah, like people should have. I think people should have given us a heads up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Because it's too late for me. I can't have kids anymore.
Right.
Right. Well, just know that you were conceived when your mom orgasmed. And you were conceived when your mom.
Well, good job, dad. Shit. Fuck.
Good job, absent dad.
Right. And me too, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, all of us, man.
Man.
Well, at least my dad ain't black.
Wait, whoa.
What the fuck?
But he did conceive a boy.
Fuck.
Damn.
So my mom orgasmed twice.
No, three. You have three brothers. Two brothers.
That, oh, that's right.
You have two brothers.
That damn, means, yeah. My mom was a freak.
Damn, she. Damn, she. She was an excellent picker.
Shit, my dad only did a good job once, bro, because I have two sisters, and then I'm the only boy.
What happens when you have a dyke?
Oh.
It's like a half a nut, huh? She's like, I think I'm coming. Oh, no, nah, maybe not.
So the embryo gets confused. You know, it doesn't know which way it goes. Oh. Like, just fucking decides in one direction.
Fuck.
And it's the same shit for gay guys, right?
Right.
I heard gay guys are conceived during anal sex.
No! Wait a minute. How does that work, though?
I know.
They find their way into the vagina somehow?
Hey, somehow, bro.
Wow.
Hey, I saw that shit on Instagram, so you know it's true.
That means gay guys have excellent directions, bro, because they have to go through the anus. All the way through, like, some kind of, like, orifice or something. Right. And then get to the eggs, bro.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'm sure they didn't stop and ask for directions. What? They fucking made it on their own.
They have to go through yards and yards of fucking of intestines.
Yeah.
The large intestine, the small intestine.
The gallbladder. Yeah.
What about, hey, look at, this motherfucker's already forgetting about the medium intestine. The medium intestine is just right. Look at him. He was leaving it out. He's a small and big intestine. Get the fuck out of here.
You see how I'm programmed?
See, man, you were the biggest advocate for the medium.
I know. Hey, wait, what you trying to say?
I'm just saying you were very, very, like, happy that there was a medium
that
dick.
There was finally a forum.
Yes.
Yeah,
for,
man.
For medium dick.
We got, yes. we got a market for medium dick.
Right. Yeah. No, we're starting this campaign.
Dude, I was telling Jericho, I'm like, if we find a porn star that will fucking sponsor medium dick.
Wow.
And she can wear the fucking gear.
Uh-huh.
And you know what I mean? I think it can go somewhere, man.
No, listen, they've been popping up somehow, like, you know, like the algorithm.
Really?
I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos where porn stars advocate for the medium dick.
Okay. Right.
They are not very happy with the large membrane.
Right. They say they do it for work, but. Yeah. Like once they're in their normal
it hurts,
life,
right? It isn't pleasurable.
Right. No, they said in their private life they prefer medium dick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think it would be a thing where, but the thing, like, say if you do like create apparel and shit, it would be about guys being confident enough to be like, hey, I have a medium dick, and I'm proud of it.
And why wouldn't you be confident about that?
Exactly. God damn it.
That's the thing. But I could see guys fucking being like, I don't know if I want people to know I have a medium dick.
What?
It's because they watch too much porn.
You're right.
And it's like big ass dicks.
Yes.
Right.
You know?
That's what skewed the fucking sample, bro.
Filter it out, brothers. Brothers in arms. Filter out the big dick and say, I only want to see medium dick porn.
Right.
And then it'll give you the confidence that you need.
I
wonder if you can filter that, right? Like if you put like medium dick.
You
and
know what?
Then it only shows you medium dick.
There's got to be a boycott of like big dick porn. And just all there is, like, we just only watch medium dick porn.
Right?
So maybe you guys need a, like, a union. Because when you have a union, you can boycott.
Wait, hold on. He said you guys. Did you hear that?
Oh. I mean, us guys. Us guys.
You son of a bitch. Hold on. Don't even cut that shit.
Oh, fuck.
Because we'll be picketing medium dick. Advancement of the medium dick. Pro medium dick. These motherfuckers on the other side with the big dick motherfuckers.
Just laughing.
It's just laughing at it.
Fucking laughing.
Just swinging my shit.
Drake's going to be right in the middle of that fucking group.
Be like, hey Drake, look at these motherfuckers.
Fuck you, big dick, man. Victorious, I mean.
Hey everyone, this is Noemi, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas, where anyone can be a fella, especially the ladies. Oh, yeah.
All right, fellas. So I was listening to the What Can Go Wrong podcast, so shout out to them, man.
Right. Oh, man. Jules is crazy, bro.
The both of them, man, Jules and Pierre, they got fucking crazy fucking stories. I'm always laughing at their shit.
You think they were born in the same town?
What do you mean?
Wait, what do you mean?
Hey, what do you mean?
Nothing.
What does that mean?
Like, skip.
Cherokee, delete that.
Jules, my bad.
She is going to stab you, bro.
Oh, my God.
So, no, and they were talking about, like first dates, right? Mm-hmm. And they had brought up, like, a girl that is requesting you send an Uber to go pick her up for a first date.
Okay.
So she agrees to go on a date with you, and part of her fucking request is, you know what, can you send an Uber to pick me up?
And we're going to go meet somewhere.
You're going to meet somewhere.
Okay.
Why am I not picking you up?
Because she doesn't want you to know where she lives.
Ah.
Then why am I even going out with you?
No, that makes sense, bro. Because what if you're a creeper, as they say? That's a thing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They can't say that, right?
Because you're a creep.
Yeah.
So you're a weirdo.
What the hell am I doing here?
Right.
I don't belong here.
No, I mean, it makes a lot of sense in that sense, right? Like, she doesn't want you to know where she lives because it might not work out. You guys might not, you know, hit it off, and now you know where she lives.
Yeah, but why the fuck would I even care to go back to your place if we didn't hit it off?
I mean,
there's some weird dudes, man.
And from what I hear, there's a lot of people that, like nowadays, that aren't really good on dates. Like, they're very antisocial. They seem like weirdos, bro.
Right.
Yeah, but those are those younger people, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I think weirdos can be at any age, bro. Really? Like, I mean, yeah, like,
we know a lot of weirdos.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you can develop some kind of, like, obsession with the girl, and whether she's feeling you or not, you know what I mean? And all of a sudden you're fucking stalking her, and you know where she lives.
Listen, I just saw a video on Instagram. And I don't remember the girl's name, but it was Christina
Applegate.
Grisham or something. not Applegate.
That's Kelly Bundy.
She was a singer, and she was a very fairly new singer. And then she was even sponsored by the dude from Maroon 5. I forget his name. Levine something.
Adam Levine.
There you go.
Of course he knows.
Wait, is he gay?
No, he's not.
Then why do I know his name?
No, right? I'm like, what?
But she was fairly new, and she was signing autographs at some hotel. And this guy that she had never met before goes up and shoots her 3 times as she was opening up her arms to give him a hug.
The fuck?
Ah, it's just, man, I just saw that this weekend.
Fuck.
And they're just weird fucking people, bro. It just, he was obsessed with her, and he thought that he needed to spend his whole afterlife with her. So he killed her and then killed himself. Right.
Okay.
So I know I brought the mood down, but right. What I'm saying is there's a lot of weird people out there.
Right. I'm like, Debbie Downer.
I know, right? Yeah. So going back to the original question.
Okay.
A girl requests for you to send an Uber for her.
All right, you know what? I was taking it too deep. Okay.
Sure.
We can still do it.
Pull it back, baby. Pull it back.
I can hit the cervix, motherfucker.
Pull it back. She doesn't want you to do that, though.
Shit. Shit. Motherfucker. Big. Fuck you. Fuck you, man. Dude, fuck you, Victoria.
He needs a fucking donut.
I know.
No. I just need a medium dick t-shirt, bro.
Fuck you.
I'm an ally.
No.
He's undercover.
He wants a donut.
I'm an ally.
He needs a cannot push donut, whatever it's called. I don't know what it's called.
Nah, his toddlers will show up to a meeting and like, they're looking at him like, we need to inspect.
It's like those clubs they used to have in Long Beach before people became pussies and shit.
Yeah.
They had a club. It was called Club Huge. Dude, you needed to be 200 pounds plus to be able to get in.
I remember those
as a
clubs.
Girl.
Yes.
As a girl?
As a girl.
Uh-huh. You had to be a big girl?
Yes. Yeah, it was called Club Huge.
The fuck?
Yeah.
And so if you were underweight, if you were under the 200, they wouldn't let you in.
No shit.
Yeah.
So all the guys in there.
They like big women.
Big women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some of these guys were like 135 pounds, bro.
Skinny
holy
dudes.
Shit.
Like,
they
little dudes.
Because they want to get squashed.
Yeah, they want to get lost in the crack, bro.
Oh, bro.
God.
It was amazing. For them,
yeah, they love that shit. But anyway, man, going back to the to the question.
Okay, so let me take it back a notch. So okay, so she wants me to pay for the Uber. Okay, so
yeah.
I guess the question is, why am I paying for the Uber? Why doesn't she pay for the Uber and fucking get to the date?
Correct.
Right.
Yes. So would that be a red flag?
A little bit.
That would be a problem. I mean,
that'd be kind of strange.
Yeah, and then I would have to look within myself, okay, how have our conversations been? You know, have we been cool? Has it been a good time? And then I'll say, you know what? Okay, you know what? Okay, fuck it. How far is she? All right, $20? All right, fine. Let's do it. I'll fucking pay for it.
Listen.
What?
You'd have to be.
Is $20 not far enough?
No, that's fine. But if you want to save
that's
an extra $20.
Uh-huh.
Your date has to be amazing so you can take her back to your place.
Right, right.
And you save $20.
And that's why I'm saying, okay, how have our conversations been? So if I see potential in us actually hooking up at the end of the night, then okay.
That'll make you work that much harder to get her in bed because you want to save those $20.
I shouldn't have to work that hard at this point.
What? Because you paid for the Uber
Uber. Okay. I'm talking about, you know, our conversations leading up to the date. Like our chemistry should already kind of be there.
Okay.
Where it should be a very natural flowing date. If you're trying, or if you're going over, if it's over effort to fucking get her to have a good time, then you know it's not a good time.
But the thing is, right away, dude. Like for me, and it's not about money. Because it can be $5. It can be $10. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
$30.
It can be whatever.
Oh, shit.
It can be whatever. But the thing is, it's like I wouldn't be able to fathom the thought of why she needs me to pay for her fucking ride there. I get it. If we go out, we have a good time. She has some drinks. You know, we go home. We have sex. Even if we don't have sex. I know, right? That's the American dream.
Go ahead. I have
right? And at the end of the night, I would not have a problem.
The American dream.
The American dream. And at the end of the night, I would not have a problem. No problem paying for her Uber home.
But in context, she's been on so many bad dates already that the money's adding up. So she's like, you know what?
That's not my problem.
I know, but maybe that's what she's thinking about.
So then why doesn't she drive her car? We're in LA. We're not in New York.
Let's say she doesn't have one, right? And
fuck?
No, I'm not dating a broke bitch.
Not from LA.
Come on!
No, in LA, you gotta have a
like
car.
You ain't got a car. You don't have a job. Like
not everybody.
They gotta have a little bro.
Nowadays, kids don't even get their license, bro. So it's hard for them.
Why are you talking about kids? We're not fucking dating kids.
No.
I'm not dating a kid.
You know when you date a 16-year-old? She refuses to get her license.
You gotta go talk to her dad.
We're talking about people that are dating, and they could very well be 18 years old, 19 years old.
Okay, so we're talking not just us.
We're talking about younger kids that are still dating.
Well, these kids are fucking dumb.
They are. We know that.
An 18-year-old kid would be like, okay, I'll pay for your Uber.
Yeah.
And
okay, I'll pay for your Uber back home, even though we didn't fuck.
But see, those are the kids that can't pay for the Uber because they don't have money. At 18, did you have money?
Yeah, but it's different now. Not Uber. Because your parents have money.
Yeah.
If my daughter, dude, I had a bank account when I was, I didn't have a bank account until I was 17.
Uh-huh.
My daughter's 12. She has a bank account.
Wow.
She has fucking money in that shit.
What?
She has fucking money.
She's got a couple racks.
I'm like, she can get fucking 6 full-on tattoo sessions and still have money left over.
Wow. You know? Wow, you know what? Don't give her too much where she doesn't need you, bro. Because hey, these kids, man.
She's gonna be like, Dad, who?
I still have complete control of the account.
Wow.
I can still turn that shit off.
Wait, so she knows it exists?
Yeah, she knows she has the money. She has a debit card that she can use wherever the hell she wants.
Oh, fuck.
You know, but she's really good. She's not.
I know, but remember, to these kids.
She's like, Dad, I got a tattoo.
To these kids, $20,000, they can retire. All right? So they don't have a concept of money just yet.
Yeah, bro. Right. No, I understand. So, but
don't let her know how much is in there.
She knows.
She's too late. Oh, great.
She can fucking log in.
I'm surprised she still listens to you, bro.
She's like, Dad, did you take money out of my account? What the fuck?
I know. That. Yeah. The other day, I was like, you know what? I need to borrow some money from her. But then I was like, no, because it'll send her a notification that I took money out.
Oh, shit.
God damn it. Like, wait a minute. Yeah. Why am I afraid of my daughter?
Yeah, man. But ultimately, I'm going to be on team no, man. I wouldn't pay for a woman to pick her up.
What about like, a man? If I,
a man? Oh, yeah. Fucking hands down. No, shut up, bitch. No, but the thing is, like, say if we're in a relationship, oh, of course.
Right.
Of course. If she's like, hey, do you think you can get me an Uber? Hell yeah. I got you. But a first date? Mm-hmm. A first date? Fuck no, man. That's a red flag to me because I'm like, okay, like this bitch is already using me. And I use that loosely. But this bitch is already using me for a fucking Uber to get to the date. I'm going to pay for dinner. Like, she's probably going to order fucking random ass shit that mm-hmm. she's not even going to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like it just shows me who she is as a person.
You know what? I don't date girls that don't eat.
What?
Yeah.
Like if they show up and they're like,
oh, I just want a salad.
And you don't mean ass, right? You mean
like a real salad.
Oh, okay, okay.
I don't let women eat my ass.
Okay, okay.
You're like, hey, do you eat ass?
Hey, why not? Why don't you date women that eat ass?
Is that a conversation that people have like prior to meeting?
I think nowadays it's a very important conversation.
I never had that conversation.
No?
I've never had that conversation with anybody. It just either happens or didn't. Doesn't
be like, hey, girl, you kind of cute. Would you eat my ass? Like, is that part of the thing now?
It should be important nowadays. I'm just saying, man. I don't know, maybe,
but I've never had that issue.
Really?
You either do it or you don't.
So how does that even come up? Like, it's just, like, in the middle of the actions and...
Yeah, because you're freaking right next to it, so you're like, I just go a little more.
No. You'll eat the ass, but for her to eat your ass, like,
if I sense even the remote chance that they're going that way, I'm like, no. You know?
Really?
You tell them no?
I'm like, you know what? No, that's okay. You don't have to do that.
She's licking your balls.
Yeah.
And she keeps going down...
To the taint.
To the taint.
And then I'm like, don't go further.
But like, let's just say her forehead is by your ass, right?
Right.
And she's licking your balls, and she goes to your taint. Now all of a sudden, her nose falls into your asshole.
That's when you fart.
Yeah, man, that shit is disgusting.
Really?
He's like, I wouldn't even go down there.
No, man. I don't get it. You know, waxed or any of that shit.
So you don't even have to worry. There's a force field already blocking her from getting into your asshole.
But she can fucking work her way in.
She has a machete. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. You know, if her tongue's a machete, she'll fucking get in there.
Yeah, that's fucking wild, bro.
For me, it's never been a thing. I do it, sure. But I wouldn't. I don't enjoy them doing it to me. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, going back to the
date. That's a question. So, but both of you said you wouldn't mind paying for
I would pay for it. Yeah.
I mean,
for the first date Uber.
Although I wouldn't mind the overarching really important thing here, is that she doesn't want to meet me halfway.
What's dumb
on
though,
this date?
What's dumb is I'm sending an
Uber to her address, or maybe, or maybe
she'll get to know where she lives.
Well, maybe she'll walk. Maybe she'll walk half a block away from her place.
And that's what people do, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people they get dropped off and they still walk.
But that's dumb as fuck. If I'm a stalker, I know. Stalkers are smart. Mm-hmm. They'll fucking figure that shit out. They'll fucking drive around.
Barlos is like, this bitch lives at a gas station.
Who the fuck am I dating? that's so dumb.
I've had my sister-in-laws when they were kids, when they were like 19, 20, meet here at my house in preparation for a date.
Oh, okay.
So they didn't come in. They just went out and they met whoever was picking them up. But like, I thought, you know, that's kind of smart, you know?
Derek, he has a bunch of stalkers outside of his house.
That I do.
It's like, what the fuck? There's never any parking here.
Jared, you have five sisters.
Shit.
The other 10 guys. Why doesn't she ever come out of the house? Why is always that skinny motherfucker?
Oh, man.
Yeah, but that's a tough one. So I'm a hard no, man. If that would be a major turnoff for me for a female to request an Uber from me on the first date to pick her up.
I would just say, like, look, you're going to walk like half a mile down your house anyway. I'll just pick you up wherever you get, the Uber's going
to
pick you up.
I know. I'm like, we'll have the date close to your area. Yeah. Whatever, you know?
It doesn't matter.
But, you know, they're fucking scared, I guess, you know?
Yeah,
so.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, if I'm going to kill them. Right.
If I would have did it.
If I did it.
Yeah, what are the chances that I'm a serial killer, you know?
Right.
Very low.
Exactly. I would have killed him on the date anyway. So what
the fuck? So what does it matter?
Yes, exactly. You know? Whether you get killed 5 minutes later or 10 minutes later, it's the same shit. I'm going to kill you anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think I would kind of rationalize it that way.
You know, isn't it harder to be a serial killer now?
A little bit, yeah, because there's cameras everywhere,
yeah,
DNA,
right.
Evidence.
Like any little thing, they'll fucking catch your ass.
Yeah, man.
It's not like the good old days, you know, back in the 60s and 70s where you can kill somebody, bury them in your backyard, and you're still have a barbecue the next day.
Right.
What the fuck?
Your car is spying on you. Your phone knows where you go.
Yep. Everything.
It's insane, bro. You can't fucking kill anybody now. I mean, the good old days are gone, bro.
Yeah, but it's crazy.
The good old days.
I'm just saying.
But it's crazy that there's still about 1,200 active serial killers in the world.
I know.
Wow.
And most of them are in L.A. I don't know if you knew that. L.A. has the most active serial killers in the world.
Uh-huh. Really? Mm-hmm.
I don't know for a fact.
You could be sitting with one right now. You wouldn't know.
Damn.
Exactly.
Well, I hope I'm not their type.
It's the Ask the Fellas show, only on Wasted Time Radio.
Fellas, there's this thing that's going around on the internet, on Instagram, which should be true.
Right.
Gotta be true.
So this guy, he's having a problem with his wife. Mm. So he just recently found out that his wife, when she showers, she fucking shits in the shower.
Wait, you mean pees, right?
No, shit.
What
fucking shit comes out of her ass.
Wait. Like chorro?
Yeah. Anything. Chorro, whatever the body's fucking feeling that day.
Logs?
Wow.
Logs. And if it's a log, she'll use her fucking feet to fucking squeeze the fucking shit through the fucking.
And she's squishing. No way.
And she says she does it because, you know, she's there and, you know, she's going to be clean anyway.
No, she's not.
And by the time she's done showering, you know, it's all going to be gone.
How did he find out?
So he came. He got home one day. He got home early. So apparently the guy works long hours. So the wife is like, oh, you know, just shit in there, clean it up. By the time he's back, you know, the smell's gone. And the shit's gone and whatnot, you know? But one day he got home early. She was showering and he was smelling all the shit. He went to the fucking shower.
Fuck.
And he saw the shit going down the drain. He was like, what the fuck is going on? So now he's like, I don't know. How do I stay with somebody like this when, to me, that shit is fucking disgusting? Is this grounds for a divorce?
I think she needs to change her habits, bro. Like, if I address it with her and be like, hey, you can't be shitting in the tub anymore. Like, that shit ain't cool.
That shit is nasty.
That's not cool. And if she's not willing to, it's one of those things that I don't think I can get past, bro.
And how the fuck did she hide it for so long? They've been married for 12 years.
Right. Because, in the shower, it goes down the drain, and then there's a pee trap.
Right.
Okay. And you need some force to push that shit over and under under and over the pee trap.
It's hanging out in the pee trap, bro.
Right. It's not. It doesn't go just because there's no force around it. When you flush a toilet, there's all that water that pushes it through.
Right.
So that shit hangs around, bro. It's gonna fucking smell.
Fuck.
Unless she has chorro, that fucking even with chorro that. That shit, a little bit of shit stays in that fucking trap.
Yeah, she uses scented candles to fucking, kind of mask the aroma.
That doesn't fucking work. Unless she's using poopery.
It's like those fools that they used to put fucking that Axe deodorant over must and shit. The motherfuckers were musty and they'd be like, oh, let me just spray this shit on. Be like, now you smell like fucking lavender and must. Like, fuck that.
That's not going to work.
Yeah,
man.
No, it's fucking disgusting, bro. Like, you can't. And then in the drain, you have the little cross thing or whatever. I don't know what it's called. But you know what I mean? So shit's going to get on there, too. Like,
the little waffle weave looking thing.
Yeah, your toe, they're your big toe's fat.
Right.
So I don't think your big toe's going to fucking do the job. So I think eventually you have to either use your finger or something else to fucking get the whole everything out.
That's too much work, bro. Like, why? I would rather just shit in the toilet.
Why not just shit before you fucking get in the shower?
Listen, have you ever tried to remove the hair that's in that fucking area?
It's like a fucking Wookiee.
Yes! It's disgusting. Yeah. If it's been there for a while, it's all black and shit. Yeah.
And then if you jack off in your shower, you fucking...
No, there's a... There's a little, it's called a mushroom something that you put in there, and it catches all the hair.
Right. I have it's a flower thing, and it has a chain.
Yeah, yeah.
And it has like little, I don't know what to call it, but little barbs.
Yeah.
And then, you take it out, and all the hair.
Right. So that works for hair, but like when you're gonna fucking come, you got to take it out.
Oh, okay.
You got to take it out so the semen just runs.
So what, do they have one for shit?
No, absolutely not. You should not be shitting in your shower.
Okay.
No.
So it's not a normal thing.
Hell no.
I know. It's not normal because they don't fucking sell anything for that.
Hell no. You have a fucking toilet.
God, I know, right? And it's right outside the fucking shower.
Yeah, that bitch must live in L.A. and she must be a serial killer. Like, that's some serial killer behavior, man.
Listen, there are guys, like, I don't know how many of you do this out there, but there are guys that will pee in the sink.
Oh, no.
What do you mean the sink?
I've done that at an establishment.
Kind of establishment?
Like a restaurant.
Like a Denny's or something?
Yeah, no, like, where was it at? It was somewhere in downtown Long Beach. I forgot what it was called.
Why would you do
because
that?
Because... I remember my girl went in and she needed to use the can, obviously. And so I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to go in there with her. And there was no urinal, so I pissed in the sink.
So no, you should have just told her to open her legs so you can pee right between
her. I probably would have pissed on her face, bro. Like, that would not have been that would not have been favorable.
So there was this one time in Alegria in Long Beach
where,
Alegria only has two bathrooms
and
it gets fucking packed.
Right.
So I was in the bathroom peeing. I didn't lock the door. This girl walks into the bathroom, and she's like, I really need to go. I don't care if you're peeing, but I'm going to pee. I'm like, okay, go ahead. So she fucking lifts up her skirt, fucking turns around, and pees in the fucking sink. While I'm right there.
Holy shit.
That shit was epic.
Was it sexy?
Yes.
That's fucking sexy.
That's sexy as fuck,
It was hot as fuck because it was, the bathroom was bright, so I was able to see everything.
Damn. Well, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Think about this. Uh-huh. Would you be okay with this? You know how most bathrooms at an establishment, at restaurants, especially clubs, there's a drain where like they when they wash the floor, the water just flows into that little drain. If she just squats over that drain, kind of like the shower drain.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And she just starts peeing there. Would you be okay with that?
Nah, I don't give a fuck.
And I'm right there peeing as well.
Yeah, you're peeing right next to her, like right next to her, bro.
Whatever.
And she's looking at you.
I like medium day girl. and I'm not aroused.
So thank you for.
So you know, give it a chance. Like, keep on peeing.
What if you start getting hard while you're peeing? Well, looking at her, lifting up her skirt, you know, looking at you pee.
That's hot, bro.
Well, then you got to turn around and let her see it so that she can fucking see that it's a good medium dick.
But then, you know, all of a sudden, instead of peeing down, all of a sudden you start peeing on yourself.
Nah, you're done peeing by that time.
No, it's a long pee, bro.
You don't pee on yourself.
If it gets hard.
No.
It's going to start looking up, bro.
No, then you do that fucking that tilt.
And then you push it down.
Yeah, you got to do that tilt.
That shit hurts. That shit hurts, though, bro. That's if you got a really raging hard on.
Yeah. Or you can do a handstand.
Fucking big dick over here.
I know, right?
Say fucking handstand. Get the fuck out of here. Man. But no, but that's hot, man. There's something hot about women fucking peeing, bro. I don't know.
Let's say she walks in, right? And there's two urinals. Uh-huh. And she takes the urinal right next to you and starts, you know.
She just turns around and starts peeing in that
yes.
shit?
Yes.
Yeah. I'd fucking watch, bro.
You
like,
watch?
Dude, yeah. I remember one time I was at a party at USC, right? At one of like our brother's like fraternity houses. Yeah. And I was in behind the house fucking taking a piss because, like, the restrooms were occupied. And I'm fucking, I have my
it was
fucking.
It's probably me and JC snorting coke with this girl and shit.
Dude, and all of a sudden, like, I'm taking a piss. And then this girl's like, hey, do you mind if I join you? And she comes and she squats right next to me while I'm fucking taking a piss. Like, I thought that was the hottest shit. I don't know why. And she just fucking popped a squat and she was taking a piss too. And we're like talking.
should we fuck after this? Or
like, yeah, hey, like, what's the protocol?
I know, right? Right? Like,
you know, I mean,
is it? I like you.
Automatically, immediately, yes for me. Immediately, yes. Yeah.
That it's something, man. I find that shit kind of attractive, bro. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, you made a connection, bro.
Right. Yeah, but if she fucking would have started taking the shit. I think I would have pulled out.
Whoa.
Yeah, I would have been like, yeah.
Listen,
no,
there's couples out there, bro.
Yeah.
And one person's taking a shower and the other one's taking a shit. And somehow they're okay with that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's rough.
Because some people just have one restroom.
Right. I have a one restroom.
I've been in a relationship like that.
And how does that work? Are you guys okay with that? Or were you kind of a little bit of offended? Or were you the one taking a shit?
No, it was the other way around.
Okay. Because sometimes it starts off as a pee, bro.
Right.
And you don't know that you want to take a shit, but then halfway through you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Right. No, like I have one restroom, but my it's my personal rule. My wife's never told me anything.
Right.
If she's showering, I only pee. If I gotta take a shit, I hold it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I hold it. I wouldn't feel comfortable taking a shit.
But what happens if you want to take a shit, right? But then your wife walks in or your girlfriend walks in like maybe 10 minutes after. Do you tell her, whoa.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Give it 45 minutes.
I'm past that stage.
You are. Yeah. Nah. You let her walk in.
No, you buy poopery. You gotta have the poopery.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah, you gotta do the poopery. Yeah.
All right. So
I got a window in my restroom too, so I crack open the window.
You got the fart fan too?
Yeah, and the fan.
And then the fan.
So I do the fan and the window.
You know my problem with my fart fan? We use it for the shower, but it's called a fart fan.
Yeah.
The problem is I don't have the hose that connects to the fart fan to go outside the house.
Wait, where does it go?
It goes into the attic.
And it just stays in the attic.
So my fucking attic is full of shit smelling.
It's like you go in the attic and I fart.
Whoa, who farted in here?
Oh, no one can go in there. You'll fucking die. All the fucking fumes.
I got to connect it to go outside, bro. I got to do
it. Nah, yeah, that's a thing, man. But no, but that's kind of like my unspoken rule where I'm like, but you know what? But she leaves the door unlocked. When I take a shower, I lock the door.
Whoa.
So I'm weird. Like, but you know what? But I do it too because, like, I don't know, like my daughters, Well, my older daughter, like, she'll, when my wife is taking a shower, like, uh-huh. she'll go in there and she'll be like, hey, and she'll start talking to her and shit. I'm like, I ain't trying to do that. You know what I mean? Like,
right, I mean, that's different.
Yeah, like, I corrected her the other day because I'm trying to take a shit and she's, like, talking to me the whole time. We're through, out the, through door. The door. And she's like, Dad, so at school today, like, da da. And I'm like, babe, look. Like, Dad,
push.
I'm like, yeah, I go, when Dad is using the restroom, I don't like to talk. So, you know what? I don't want to sound rude, but don't fucking, oh, I didn't curse, but I was like, don't talk to me.
Wow.
Like, don't talk to me. I'll talk to you after I'm done.
That, you know what? That's the appropriate way to do it, bro. Right. There's no way you should talk to through the door to someone
just,
while you're taking a shit.
It's
just weird, right?
Yeah. Or like when you go to restrooms and like, and fucking guys try to talk to you, and it's like, bro, I'm holding my dick. Like, I'm not trying to talk to you.
You know what we should do? We should have a segment where we go out to, like, public restrooms, and we're interviewing people.
While they're taking a piss?
While they're taking a shit.
Oh, while they're taking a shit.
You know, because, you know.
Who does number two work for? God damn it.
No, because they're going to be very, very honest throughout the whole process, bro.
Damn.
Like, you don't lie while you're taking a shit. You just don't do it.
Oh, because you're in a very vulnerable situation.
You are, man. You really are. That's the truth.
Shit, man.
That's the truth.
You know?
Especially if you take out all the toilet paper in there. Uh-huh. And the only way they get to get your toilet paper is if they answer all your questions.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just saying, that'd be a great segment for Ask the Fellas.
You answer four questions, you get four squares. You get four squares.
Hey, this is Oso
and Chavo,
and you're listening to Ask the Fella,
where everybody can be a fella.
All right, fellas, man, it's time to get out of here.
No, bro.
What?
It's fucking late.
Come on, it's not that late, man.
I'm tired.
Tired of what?
Tired of you, motherfucker.
God damn it.
Tired of Victoria's big dick fucking energy.
What?
Dude. I'm telling you, man, I'm a fucking ally, bro.
Fucking handstand and shit.
Handstand.
That's why it sits Indian style, just to fucking accentuate the package.
Just fucking air that shit out.
I'm just trying to cushion it, bro.
Bitch ass motherfucker.
Stupid.
Good time, fellas. Let's get the fuck out of here. Zip it up, zip it down, man.
What did we drink today? Do you remember?
We drank Fósforo Mezcal.
Yes, we did.
Fósforo.
Did we like it?
We did,
right?
You know what? At the end, we did.
But then we poured it into the little fucking wooden cup or whatever it's called.
The jicara.
Jicara.
So we drank it traditional style, the way that they drink it in Oaxaca, and where they make the mezcal with the jicara. And the flavors actually popped out when you poured it into that.
It did.
It was different, bro.
It was a lot different. Right. And then it kept changing.
Right.
So I really liked it. It was a $100 bottle, by the way. Yeah. I got it as a gift somehow. And it was made with, I think, what was the plant?
Tobala.
Oh, Tobala. Mm-hmm. See, I think that's the first Tobala that we've had ever since we were here.
Yeah.
And that was pretty fucking. It was different and it was good. But now we have to try more, see how we like it.
Yeah, because usually we drink like the Espadín Mezcal. Yes. And the Espadín Mezcal is more of the smoky flavor. A lot of the smoky flavor. The Tobala was more of the natural, earthy, you know, clean dirt flavor, kind of.
So it tasted like dirt.
I mean, it had that clean, earthy flavor.
Yeah,
you know?
Earthy, that's earthy. The word.
Earthy, right?
Girthy.
No, earthy.
Oh, earthy. Oh, sorry, all right.
Earthy flavor, and with the what do you call the little cup?
The jicara.
With the jicara, I think it somehow, you know, with the jicara, It changes the flavor, it the sure aroma, did. So it was good.
Yeah,
definitely recommend it. I'll post up a picture of it, and
gave me a good little buzz.
Yeah, no, it was nice, man, with that fucking chaser.
Fucking
it'd be all right,
man.
But it was good. That's good. So what's up, Barlos? You gonna zip it up, zip it down?
Bro. I already did. Zip it up, zip it down, motherfuckers.
All right. Did he?
For the second time.
God damn. Maybe.
I ain't even, man.
I think I fucking passed out, bro. I
fucked up on the mezcal and shit.
I know. I'm like, wait, what? Man, what a good fucking show, man. Fun time for sure. Oh, man. I don't have any fucking shout-outs today. You guys got any shout-outs for me?
To the What Can Go Wrong podcast, for sure, man.
Yeah, man. We've been stealing a lot of your shit, man. What Can Go Wrong podcast. Shout out to you guys. Man, I always tell them, like, man, I love the fact that they're, like, in and out, man. It's fucking 40-minute podcast.
Whoa. In and out of what?
In and out of fucking Barlos's.
Their
podcast is just to the point, funny stories, random shit, man.
40 minutes.
40 minutes, and they're out, man. And I think it's fun as fuck. You guys check it out if you guys haven't checked it out.
I think we need to start pushing 30 minutes.
Right? Yeah. I like 30 minutes.
Yeah. 30 minutes? Yeah. So then what, we can cut up a show and put out fucking 4 shows?
Yeah.
Or?
Yes, that'd be fucking amazing, right?
Let's
do it.
I think we would get death threats. That'd be like, what happened? Yeah, no, man, but with all that said, man, what a very good soup. Ba 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 dee, ba 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 doo. Oh, you know what? Before I sign off, actually, I'm actually jumping on one of those shows that have been out for a long time that everybody fucking talks about. So, I know, Breaking Bad, man. I'm finally watching Breaking Bad.
Bro.
I'm on season 2.
Wow.
You know what? Like, season 1, I was like, man, I don't know how it's going to make it for 5 seasons, but because there's fucking 5 seasons.
Would you recommend that to the people?
The people. Whoa. You know what? I would. I would. You know what I mean? Season.
I missed it, man.
How did you miss that?
You missed the people?
I missed the people.
All right. Oh, yeah. Would you recommend it to the people?
The people.
There we go.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So season 2 is picking up, man. I'm enjoying it. You know what I mean? Fucking, I wasn't very productive today because I was watching episodes.
Wow.
But it's a good show, man. I think on my queue next, once I'm done, I'm going to jump on The Wire, man.
Okay, but fun fact.
Yes, sir.
Pinkman.
Jesse
Pinkman was supposed to die in the first season.
Really?
Yes, but he was so good that they just kept bringing him back.
Holy fuck.
Not only that, the uncle or the cousin, what's his name? The ATF agent.
Oh, yeah.
Is he ATF or DEA?
DEA.
Yeah. He was supposed to die in the first season as well.
He was too.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
But his character was so good that they were like,
I like his character.
We got to keep him.
Yeah, so it's a really good series. I call it the perfect series because it went out with a bang without over staying their welcome. You know?
Okay, perfect.
So you'll like it, bro.
Thank you. Don't tell me the ending.
But The Wire, let's talk about a little bit about The Wire, bro. The Wire is a different show.
Okay.
It's the pace isn't as fast, but there is a lot going on. And I think you'll like it if you can slow your expectations down.
Slow your roll,
yeah, because the pace is very slow. But it changes every season. So you'll have the perspective of a lot of different, like, just point of views. The drug dealers, the kids, the city hall, the newspaper, and, of course, the docs. So that's 5 seasons right there, 5 different point of views.
Nice.
I think it'll give you a good idea of what crime is like in Baltimore, bro. And pretty much all over the country, but it's based in Baltimore.
Awesome.
So I think you'll like it, man. And so that's your recommendation for the year?
Yeah, man. I think it'll take me through next couple of weeks or months. I don't know.
That was quick.
I don't know how long it's gonna take me, but I'm a binge this shit, man. I'm a fucking binge watcher.
Don't stay up till 3 a.m, bro.
Dude, I do that shit.
Don't do it, bro.
You know, I did that shit. The last show I did that shit with was with fucking Dexter, bro.
Really?
I think I watched that shit in 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a serial killer show.
Yeah. Nah, Dexter was cool.
I've never watched Dexter.
Really?
No.
Okay. It was good.
Really? Okay.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Gotta check that out. I've never watched True Blood either.
True Blood was good. I mean, there was a lot of titties like in the first couple seasons, but then, you know, after that big stop.
What?
Mm-hmm. That's my one complaint about fucking
I'll show
about fucking Breaking Bad.
Oh, Breaking,
Breaking
Bad.
Bad. The freaking titties? Season 1, they had this one chick with fucking nice fucking tits.
Which one?
Right when the first time the Jimmy, or is his name Jimmy? Pinkman?
Yeah, Jesse.
Pinkman. Jesse Pinkman came out. He was boning his neighbor.
Right.
And the girl, nice girl. She's fucking nice fucking tits, bro. That's it. No more tits.
Wow.
I'm almost done with season two and fuck, no tits. I'm upset.
You know, they grab you with the tits, yeah. And then they fucking they disappear.
And that was it. No more tits. Oh,
man. Well, I only have one recommendation, and it's one of those movies that it really isn't. But you do get to...
it's not great.
I'm letting you know up front, man. It's one of those movies where there are some titties in there, but you got to wait for them. And it's by Sydney Sweeney and Brad Powell or Brian Powell. I don't know his real name. But he is a dude that came out in Top Gun Maverick. And, you know, she puts them on display for the entire movie, and I think you might enjoy it.
Nice. Okay.
I forget what it's called, though, man.
What the fuck?
I don't know, man. I don't know these
something,
things.
Something about me or... it's not you, it's me.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's on Netflix or what?
Yeah, just look up Sydney Sweeney. It's the only movie that's out right now. It's on Netflix. And, you know, it's a slow burn, but once you get into it, it's all right. So you check it out. But there is one movie that you guys might want to check out. It's a parody. It's funny. It's based on all the 80s and 70s stuff that we went through. And it's a cereal wars called Unfrosted. And it's made by Jerry Seinfeld. And they talk about the cereal wars back in the old days. And it's funny. You guys could take a look and have a good laugh.
Sounds good.
All right.
Let's go.
And with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes. 5 stars or it didn't happen. Protect your privacy.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen. Para el desmadre. Ellos son 4 compas de misterio. Y en la plática los 4 unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast hasta felaz. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlos. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Y en un lugar secreto unen sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast. We'll be right back. disculpas. No tienen pelos en la pinche lengua.